A moment ago, we sat down with RHOBH's Miss Dana Wilkie to talk about all that is going on in the Beverly Hills world these days. Mostly, we focused on Erica and Tom. I mean, Dana was just on The Housewife and The Hustler, and what is really going on with that case. Of course, while we had Dana, we wanted to talk about her actual time on the show itself. Dana doesn't like to talk about things in the past, and she doesn't like to rehash things, but she was sitting here, and I'm like, you're not going anywhere. So we talked about her time on the show, her friendship with Taylor Armstrong, which ended. What I thought was really interesting is we talk about how Dana knew what was going on in Taylor's world, the abuse with Russell, and how, I mean, the producers, I guess, kind of wanted, you know, Dana to talk about this, and she wouldn't do it. She was loyal to her friend. They're no longer friends. So I thought that was interesting in the trajectory of her kind of trying not to talk about Taylor's, I mean, really a grave situation, which she wouldn't sell her friend out for, you know, and now they're not even friends. So we talk about that. We talk about the epic game night with the Richard sisters and Brandy. She has a lot to say about Miss Glanville, and I'm sure you can imagine it is not pretty. And what was really going on in game night and what Brandy was really like and kind of how they both came on in season two as a friend of before friends of were really anything and kind of how that was kind of a competition. It was almost like there was only one friend of role to go forward after that season. I don't know. I thought it was very interesting. So despite the fact that Dana didn't want to talk about any of this, we made her talk about it and we talked about it for over an hour. That is out right now on Patreon. So head on over to Patreon if you guys want a bonus episode today. I thought it was really interesting. I love talking about like Camille and Adrian and LVP and just, I don't know. I love revisiting the early days of RHOBH. And of course, we talk about Dana's $25,000 sunglasses. And I had a lot of questions about those. So that episode is out right now on our Patreon. There is a link in the show notes here. If you guys listen, let me know what you think. Enjoy. Here are a few quick excerpts from this chat. Check them out and then head on over to Patreon and listen to the whole show.
I hung out with Lisa, but it was always like she's very difficult to know or be around. She's like a great hostess, but she's very like difficult to connect with. I couldn't stand Brandy. Just could not stand Brandy from the beginning.
Really?
Yeah, no, that was like... Yeah.
Could you tell, like, you just could tell right away what a complete train wreck Brandy was?
Yeah, I mean, I just, and boom, Brandy shows up. And I'm like, who knows this girl? Like, I'm asking everyone. And everyone's like, I don't know her. So I'm like, oh, so this was my introduction to, like, things aren't always as they appear on reality TV.
Right. You're like, wait a second.
Like, it's I was looking for anyone to vouch for her. Like, I know her and she's comes off weird, but she's cool, or you know what I'm saying? Like, that's usually how you meet people.
Right, totally.
And it wasn't like that at all. It was like, no, I don't know her. Like, you know. And then a lot of the girls had, we had kind of connected and we, like, they got really, oh God, how could I say it? Like,
you guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
I was fighting to not have to out my friend who's getting abused, who basically told me that if I did, you know, her husband could kill her and her child. I mean, you know, I just wasn't gonna, I'm not willing to sell my soul for fame to hurt someone like that ever, you know, in my life. I will never hurt someone like that for any, you know, amazing thing that's shiny and put in front of me. So I had a really difficult time on the show because I was just trying to bring it in any way I could. But the one way that I knew they wanted me to, really, I think, you know,
was to bring up Taylor's situation.
Yeah.
I know. And so much more. We're about to talk about Taylor, Brandy, yes, Adrian, Kyle, Kim. Head on over to Patreon, check it out. If you guys listen, let me know what you think. Dana, this is over an hour. Dana, just for someone who didn't really want to talk about the past, somehow I think I have unleashed the beast. So let me know what you guys think. If you listen, enjoy. That is on Patreon now.